This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek. It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. On Joy 94.9.
That's right, that's the show you're on. I don't know, I haven't heard that one before.
Haven't you? That's Dean getting very creative in Studio 4.
Fair enough. We are, well, you and I, Arvi and Andrew, are joined by Dr. George, our healthy bear. Good evening, Dr. George.
Well, good evening. How are you guys?
Very good. Now, Movember kicked off a week ago.
Hasn't it, though? All of these photos of people all with these bare faces.
Exactly.
It's very sad.
I wanted to start in November, and then I realised, no, that's actually what the month is called.
Oh, my God. Just say no to random stuff.
Just say no to the mo, quite frankly. I'll give money for people not to grow them.
I know. There's a lot of porn stars, usually around about the 28. There's many porn stars. Yes. It's like, I need my pool cleaned. Hurry up.
Why hasn't my pizza?
Testicular cancer has become one of Movember's new areas of focus because they, of course, are raising money to change the face of men's health.
Absolutely.
And so we thought we'd have a chat about testicular cancer because, again, it's new to Movember's remit, and so let's find out what it's all about.
You just want to talk about nuts.
Nuts and balls.
Yes.
Absolutely. Look, it's one of those interesting things because testicular cancer, while it affects all men, it's a new demographic. We can go on to that in a minute.
Okay.
But certainly, its demographic is younger. So the average punter who is going to get testicular cancer is usually between the ages of 15 to, say, 30. However, I have diagnosed testicular cancer in older blokes. And
should
I was really surprised.
Ball cancer for the rest
nut growths.
cancer.
Yeah, so it's really, really interesting. And it's one of the things that, guys, you've got to get to know your nuts. It's really, really important because it doesn't necessarily present with pain. One of my good mates who had testicular cancer, he just noticed it was a hot day. He was laying on the bed and he just noticed that one of the testicles felt heavier than the other. And it's little changes like that that you go, something's not quite right here.
That sounds very subtle.
Very subtle, very subtle. And yet I've got another mate who was doubled over vomiting in pain when he had his testicular cancer, but he had actually left it for 6 months. Oh, no, it'll be right. No, it'll be right. No, it'll be right. Thankfully, it was well. Testicular cancer is kind of one of the better cancers in that it grows slowly and tends to stay in the testicle. So for many guys, it could mean that you remove a testicle, it's cut out, and you may or may not need some chemotherapy as well.
Right.
But it's one of the better cancers to be treated.
It's not a progressive cancer in that it'll go through the body.
There are some types of it, yes.
Right.
It's very, very aggressive. However, the thing about testicles is that they're very, very easy to access.
They sort of stick out.
They do. They're there.
Well, hang down.
God willing, people are actually touching them every day, at least in the shower. So, guys, get to know your nuts.
Self-examination. So how does somebody do this?
The first thing is, like, it's best to get the nuts down as much as possible. So the scrotum is a magical elevator temperature control. So when it's cold, they creep upwards, and when it's warm, they droop down like an old man's nutsack, I suppose. But the thing is, get into the shower, and while you're sort of soaping everything up, just get a feel of your testicles. They're smooth. They generally should be around about the same size as your little neighbour. Sometimes if there's a size difference, that's an indicator that something could be going on. See your doctor about that. And get to
Size difference between the two?
Between the two, yeah. Because there's a couple of things that can cause that. Cancer is one of them, but the other thing is a very benign thing called a hydrocele. And that's, you may not even need to get that treated at all. But we're talking about sort of olive versus orange
right.
kind oh, of okay. sizes there. And, you know, They come in all different sizes. Walnut, olive, peanut, pea is what my my trainer used to say. If you're
walnut,
on droids, it's
olive, peanut, pea.
But then there are some people who are just like duck egg, and it's like, woo! Man, it's going
to
be good.
If you're an emu egg, you're in trouble.
If you're an emu egg, I would love to see you run. So get to know the feeling of your testicles. So it's generally smooth, and round the back is where the testicles connect to the tubular system that connects up above the prostate and all that stuff.
It's the word that I quite love saying. It's the epididymis.
Epididymis, exactly.
Ooh, but it, fun
you know,
word.
Get to feel the back of that as well and get to know the sensations, because a lot of testicular pain is not necessarily testicular cancer. There's lots of different causes of pain, and some of them are even more urgent than testicular cancer.
So if we're talking general nut health...
General nut health.
What are the bigger, more concerning things that will happen to your nuts?
Yep.
That we should be watching for as well?
The absolute emergency case in a testicle is if it twists on its own cord. That's called a torsion. If that happens, you've got 4 hours to rescue that testicle. Beyond that, the blood flow is cut off and the testicle will die.
Right.
So if guys have acute, like sudden onset, extreme pain, or even just discomfort in the testicle, get it checked out. If it's a weekend, go to the hospital. If it's a weekday, call your doctor and be pushy and say, right, I need to be seen now. I've got a sore testicle.
So that's essentially if the testicle does like a 180.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that something that could happen? No, I said it's of its own accord. I would imagine some sort of force has been applied to it.
No, it's just some developmental delays or anything like that just means that they can twist on themselves. So not necessarily. You don't have to be doing large amounts of CBT for that to actually occur. So testicular pain is considered an emergency symptom. So if you've got pain, you need to get it checked out. And if it's extreme pain, you need to go to the hospital and get it clinically sorted straight away with an ultrasound to make sure that whether or not blood's flowing into the testicle. Other common causes is, yes, testicular cancer will cause pain, and it's not quite as common as other causes like infections. Mm-hmm. Very easy to get infected testicles. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, they can, if they're not immediately treated, they can reside in the testicles and make it a little bit more difficult to treat.
So this would be, I would imagine this is chlamydia or gonorrhea that you contract through the penis.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Say, for example, just this week I've diagnosed somebody with gonorrhea in the back of their throat.
Right.
So if you had been given head by that person, there's a chance that the gonorrhea could be introduced to the penis,
yep,
and then it tracks upwards to the testicles.
It goes up the what did
urethra.
You call it?
Urethra. Yes. Urethra. Look at you, all anatomy and stuff.
Epididymis.
Epididymitis is the Monty Python.
I just remember it from the song. Yes. I think I was 8 when my father used to play the Monty Python cassette in the car, so it's, yes, I know them all too well.
Yes. And that's where I remember epididymitis.
Syphilitic shankers and stuff like that.
My father would be quite proud that I remembered epididymitis. which from my biology is an inflammation of the epididymis.
Any itis is basically an inflammation or
there
infection. So there you
all
go.
Right.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're talking nut health. We'll be back after these couple of messages.
The information provided by our health professional is general in nature and is not intended to replace personal medical advice. Always take responsibility for your physical and mental health by consulting your personal doctor.
You're with Arvin and Andrew, talking to Dr. George on Hide and Seek. Dr. George, what are some of the other signs and symptoms of testicular cancer?
It's ultimately changes, discomfort in the testicle. I'm just trying to think of...
Am I going
to
see anything? Like, would it be visually noticeable?
It's one of the more difficult ones. I think it's more, mm-hmm, of a sensation rather than a C kind of thing, because often the cancers will start on the mid to centre part of the testicle and work its way out. So you might notice a bit of dragging of the testicle. You might...
that it just, what do you mean by that?
Dragging it, like, it doesn't quite sit in the scrotum right. It's like it's moving in a funny way, and that can be because a lot of the cancers will be rough on the outside of the testicle. So if you notice any sensation that's not smooth on the outside of the testicle, that's a sign that it needs to get checked out.
Now, obviously, women breast cancer, and they promote breast examinations, and there's a regular you should, you know, examine your breasts quite often. How often should men be checking their testicles for changes?
Well, not quite as often as some of the people I see on the tram. But, you know, that really, you needed to do that.
Just health conscious.
Where do you put your hanky? Come on. But, you know, I'd say, you know, once a month when you're in the shower, I think that's a good idea. Give them a really good shudden and just get a sensation of what your testicles feel like. And it's more about the change. If you notice that there's a change, that's the signs that we need to look out for. Just trying to think. Sometimes changes in the semen can be obvious. If there's bleeding or if anything like that, that's worth getting checked out as well.
That would be quite distressing, I would think, if you come and there's blood in it.
Absolutely. And, you know, that can be blood from the end of the penis all the way back to the bladder. So it can come from lots of different places along the journey. However, if there's blood in there, it's not supposed to be there. So get that checked out.
Perhaps that leads us to another question. And what does good cum look like?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because how do you just describe it? I suppose like a well-beaten egg white.
What, fluffy peaks?
Well, probably not fluffy peaks. You've been probably dancing a little bit too much before you took your trade home in that case. It kind of, it's like a thicker version of egg white, though. It's this consistency of egg white initially, and then it sort of thins out.
Yeah.
Again, it's going to come down to what does your cum normally look like?
So it's one of those things, it's not necessarily that cum should look a particular way. It should just stay the way that it always is.
Yeah.
You're looking for changes.
Changes in your cum.
So as a doctor, you're telling me that I should wank onto something so I can look at my cum on a regular basis to see if it's changing.
I don't know how you wank, but, you know.
Well, no, I'm doing it for science.
Yeah, absolutely.
Onto
that's
a
fine,
towel or whatever, or your stomach.
Well, where do you wank onto?
Well, no, I'm doing it for science so that I can particularly.
So when
wank
you're doing it for science, you don't need a petri dish. You just need like a cum towel or something. By the way, they're great Christmas gifts. His and his cum towel. Don't go
monogrammed.
Wrong. Absolutely, I've done it many times, and it goes down a right treat.
So we've gone through sort of the more urgent kind of ball of health, get thee to a doctor.
Absolutely.
What are some of the less concerning but you should still visit somebody kind of stuff?
After a good swift kick to the nuts, that's always good to get that checked out because you can get rupture of the testicles and that's excruciatingly painful, so there'll be lights and sirens happening there. Any sort of dull, achy pain, if you notice that there's any scratchy or itchy sensations when you're peeing, that's a good sign. Fevers, pain in the loins. So, like, it's not quite in the testicles, but it's sort of in that taint area between the testicles and the bum.
And you kind of get this for our listeners who wear cock rings or chastity devices. If you've gone one size too small, then you'll find that there's this dull sensation that sort of goes across your pubis.
Yeah, yeah.
And that could probably be a concern. And wearing a cock ring for too long, I know that you've been on this program saying, and don't do that for too long.
And avoid, like the plague, metal cock rings, because they are just dangerous. Because if the cock can't go down and you've got a metal cock ring on, it's not like you can just whip out an angle grinder. There's going to be significant...
Jaws of life.
I know. Call the fire brigade. Don't call an ambulance.
So what's the healthiest... For those people who like a little bit of lift and separating...
I'm a big fan of like those little silicone ones. They're really good because if it gets too tight, you can cut it off.
Right.
Okay.
The other thing is just get your thumb and push it through the end of the condom and pull that over the testicles and the penis, and there's an instant cock ring.
Oh, funny confession at home.
There you go. Absolutely.
You were a scout, weren't you?
I was. Dib. I loved, especially summer camp. Oh, my God. They had to get out of those togs at some point.
That's a whole different
show. I was going to say, if you do have some, what do they call it, woggles?
Oh, I've got a woggle.
Multi-purpose woggles.
Yeah, but probably also, if you're going to go leather is very nice in all sorts of situations, but go for the snap-on ones, because then you can just pull it off and everything goes back down to normal.
Mentioned before, if you get it kicked in the nuts and it's hurting a lot.
Yeah.
Is that if you're a footy player and it's happening all the time or whatever?
Yeah.
Is that a risk factor at all for testicular cancer?
Well, we know that cancer's coming from defective DNA, that the genes in the actual replicating cells go wrong.
Right.
I imagine that if you punch a cell often enough, there's a chance that you could muddle the DNA.
But it's more likely to be a genetic issue.
I think it's more like, they call it the two-shot principle, where there was something predisposing you to it, and then something came along and triggered it off.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's one of those unusual ones. But I don't think we really know what causes testicular cancer. Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's hereditary, but if your dad or your uncle or your brother gets it, there is a higher chance that you might. There are hereditary markers.
I think there are some hereditary components to it. It's not 100% clear. Yeah. However, let's face it, if your dad has got one testicle, or as the group Single Jingles call it, a single jingle. By the way, look them up. They're fantastic. Single Jingles are great, and their videos I just love. They're spine-chilling. They're so good. But yeah, if your father's got one nut, it's more likely that he'll probably be keen to talk to his kids about, hey.
You'd hope so.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know.
That could be an interesting Christmas discussion for you to have this year.
Oh, huh? I know. After grandma's had one sherry too many.
Let's talk nut health, Dad. How are your nuts?
Let's get back to that old situation where you can actually talk about that crap with parents and stuff and friends. So.
Well, it is an interesting thing. As you get older, those conversations I found tend to be easier. I mean, my parents have, they're in their late 60s now, and I kind of go, well, what of you is working? Can we just, is that a shorter list?
It's funny how you get older, isn't it? It's like if I need to do a pap smear or something, then the young people are covered in 50 layers of blanket, and, you know, you turn around the wrong way with a 70-year-old lady and there's clothes everywhere, and it's like, oh, my God, I need a chaperone, not you. But yeah, guys, look after your nuts. Give them a good examination.
Dr. George, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Always happy to be here.
Big thank you also to Sam, who called in before. We've got your number, and he's had testicular cancer. So we might get him on another time just to have a chat to him and find out a lived experience of what happened.
That'd be awesome.
So, Sam, thank you for that. If you want to get in touch with Dr. George, your blog, Dr. George, is thehealthybear.com.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Send me questions. Send me stuff to talk about.
Exactly. You're on Heart and Sick on Joy 94.9. Dr. George will be on later on tonight, by the way.
I am whoring myself out. Uh-huh. Come back at 11.
Yes. Ooh, look out. You're on Heart and Sick.
Guests appearing on Hide and Seek provide general information only. What you hear on the show should not replace consulting your mental health professional. If you're in need of immediate care, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14. In an emergency, always contact 000.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.